Figure 26 has Dallas-Fort Worth right in the center of the screen, highly populated area. There are 20 questions regarding this figure, figure 26. Two of them are similar to what we've already encountered. One asks, what is the estimated time en route for a flight between Denton Airport and Addison Airport? Denton is at the top of the screen. It's in Area 1, Magenta Airport, with services Delta Tango Oscar. Addison Airport is just under the number 2. It's a control tower field. If you plot your course between Denton and Addison, you'll find it's about 128 degrees, 127, 128 degrees, somewhere in that area. Your wind direction is given, 200 at 20. Airspeed is given. Your ground speed will be about 102 knots. Your distance of 22.5 nautical miles at the ground speed of 102 knots is 13 minutes. 13 minutes and 15 seconds. 13 minutes is the answer for that particular question. The other one asks you what your magnetic heading is from Fort Worth Meacham Field, Area 4, to Denton. Meacham Field is the control tower field that's southwest of Dallas-Fort Worth. Looks like it's about 15 miles out. In this example, you plot your course from Meacham to Denton and measure that course. It's about 0 to 1 degrees. They give you the wind here, 330 degrees at 25 knots. So when you resolve your wind, you'll find that you have a 10 degree left wind correction angle, and you know that the left gets taken away. Take away the left. You add the right. So you take away 10 degrees from 0 to 1, you get a true heading of 011 degrees, and they're giving you magnetic variation of 7 east. East is least. Subtract 7 from 11, you get 4. So your magnetic heading is 004 degrees. The answer choice that's closest is 003. Okay, put away your plotter. Put away your flight computer. We're going to get into procedures and questions because the rest of the questions deal with regulations and operations. So here we go. Look at Redbird Tower. Redbird Tower is located southeast of Dallas. In fact, it's the field right next to the word Dallas. Redbird is the name of the NDB that's on the field. So you see Area 3? Redbird Tower. If Redbird Tower is not an operation, say they closed because they are a part-time tower, that's indicated by the asterisk next to their tower frequency of 120.3. So if Redbird Tower is not in operation, which frequency should be used as a common traffic advisory frequency to monitor traffic? Well, I just gave it to you. When the tower is closed, we use the tower frequency for the CTAF frequency, 120.3. Now let's look at area number 7. Area 7, the airspace overlying McKinney Airport, Tango Kilo, India, is controlled from the surface to, well, let's see, McKinney, Tango Kilo, India. Notice there's a dashed line around the outside of that. We know that the airspace surrounding that airport is a Class Delta airspace because it's a control tower field. The question is, the airspace overlying is controlled from the surface to what? How high does the Class Delta airspace go? In this case, the numbers 29 indicate that the Class Delta airspace top is 2,900 feet MSL. By the way, I want to just give you a little overview on this particular chart. This is a fascinating chart because it's showing you a Class Bravo airspace area. And there's a 30 nautical mile ring around it, which is indicated in blue. There's also a 30 mile magenta ring, which is a Mode C ring. Those two circles overlap each other near McKinney Airport. The dimensions of this Class Bravo airspace are defined by the various blue segments. And each blue segment has an upper and a lower altitude. So if you look at the center of the chart, Area 5, you see the top of the Class Bravo is 110, which is 11,000 feet. base of this area begins at the surface over the airport, and then as we go out from the airport, the floor gets higher and higher, kind of like an upside down wedding cake. Outermost area there at around 30 miles in the vicinity of McKinney Airport, well, the base of the Bravo is 4,000 feet. Where the base changes, the base numbers are indicated. Now, this particular chart is a sectional chart, and this is the same scale as we've been using, 1 to 500,000. This airport, since it has a Bravo, would have its own class Bravo chart, which would have a scale of 1 to 250,000. It would have twice as much detail as we're looking at here. At which airports is fixed wings special VFR not authorized? We're looking for the word no SVFR. Look right in the middle of the chart. You see Dallas-Fort Worth? Right above Dallas-Fort Worth International, it says no SVFR. So we know it's not authorized at Dallas-Fort Worth. Any other airports? Dallas Love Field, just to the northeast, no SVFR. It looks to me like it's just Fort Worth International and Love Field. There is an answer choice with those two airports. Let's take a look at Area 8. What minimum altitude is required to fly over the Cedar Hill TV towers in the congested area south of Naval Air Station Dallas? There it is, Cedar Hill TV Tower. Transmits continuous warnings on 353 kilohertz. Those are high towers. My goodness. Notice the elevation of those towers, 2,449 MSL. Well, remember when we talked about regulations? Your minimum altitudes for flight over congested areas is 1,000 feet above the highest obstruction within a 2,000-foot radius. So your minimum altitude for flying in this area would be 1,000 feet above those towers. Towers are 2449, so your minimum altitude would be 3449. Let's look at Area 5, center of the chart. The navigation facility at the DFW airport is... What is that symbol? It's in the, right next to the number 5. Looks like the 156 radial comes from that, going to the south, southeast. It's a VOR-DME symbol because it's just a square box with an outline. It doesn't have those three segments. So that's a VOR-DME. The Ranger VORTAC is to the west of the field, 115.7. That's Fox Uniform Zulu. But on the field is actually just a VOR-DME called the Maverick VOR-DME. The vicinity of Love Field is the Cowboy VOR-DME. So there's two VOR-DMEs, and there's a VORTAC in the vicinity of the airport. The question asks you what the navigation facility at the international airport is. It's a VOR-DME. There's another question that says, the VOR is tuned to the Dallas-Fort Worth VORTAC. Obviously, that's referenced to the VORTAC, which is the Ranger VORTAC, west of the field there, 115.7, Fox Uniform Zulu. The VOR is tuned to the Dallas-Fort Worth VORTAC. The omni-bearing selector is set on 253 degrees with a 2 indication. All right, well, write that down. 253 with a 2 indication. Okay, what radial are you on? What's the reciprocal of 253? It's more than 180, so we'll add 20. So it's 273 minus 200. So we are on the 073 degree radial. Okay? And a right course deviation indicator deflection. What is the aircraft's position from the VORTAC? Well, I just said we are on the 073 degree radial. So you take the VORTAC, you draw a line in the direction of 073 degrees, we're somewhere on that line. And now it's also telling you that you have a 2 indication, so presumably you're going to the station, right? And the course deviation indicator is deflected to the right, so it's saying go to the right to get back on the radial. That puts us east, northeast of the station. our position is east, northeast of the station. That's one of the answer choices. What's the control tower frequency for Addison Airport? That's area 2. It says CT, that stands for control tower, 126.0 with a asterisk, which means it's part-time. The C with the circle means that is the common traffic advisory frequency. ATIS is Automatic Terminal Information Service on frequency 133.4. You listen to that prior to departure or prior to arrival to get weather information. The airport is 644 feet above sea level. It has conditional lighting. Longest runway is 7,200 feet, UNICOM 122.9 or 5. The answer is 126.0. Let's look at Area 4. The airspace directly overlying Fort Worth Meacham is, that's Area 4. Let's take a look at that. What airspace is right over Fort Worth Meacham? But right over the field, of course, is Class Delta to 3,200 feet. Let's see, what are my choices? Class D to 3,200? That's correct. It's Class Delta to 3,200. Height of the delta is indicated by the numbers 32 just to the northeast of the airport. Those other numbers, 32, refer to a Class Delta airspace at the other airport there with just the one north-south runway. Fort Worth Meacham has several runways, and the top of its delta is 3,200 feet. It's within the blue outline of the Class Delta airspace. Let's look at figure number 27.